Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Welcome to NBA Today, presented by ESPN Bet.
Coming up on NBA Today, the doubts continue to pile up for the Dubs after their fifth straight loss. Will they be able to stay afloat without Steph and Draymond? And if not, then what happens? And speaking of losing streaks, the Clippers, they're shaking up their starting lineup. Will moving Russell Westbrook to the bench be the answer for them tonight? Plus, the road to the first NBA Cup, it continues tonight with the in-season tournament. Which teams could stamp their ticket to the next round? NBA Today starts right now. Welcome to NBA Today, presented by ESPN Bet. Happy Friday, everybody. It is always a good day when the legend, the Hall of Famer Michael Wilbon is here. The one and only Kendrick Perkins joins us with his nice, stylish new shirt. I like that, Perk. It's a good look on you. Our senior writer, Zach Lowe, is here with us as well. Let's get it started. I'm Malika Andrews. Did I say that already? Well, it's been a tough week for the Golden State Warriors. It's been a long week for all of us. So we were left with a little bit more questions, right, than we had answers after watching them play the Thunder last night. This is how it went down. No Steph, no Draymond. He's serving the first of that five-game suspension. Klay Thompson, Andrew Wiggins, they would struggle to pick up the slack in this one, Zach.
Andrew Wiggins is 5 of 37 on threes so far this season. This is all it comes down to. If these guys don't make shots, the Warriors are dead on arrival.
Well, you know who didn't struggle last night? Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
I mean, he was 6 of 21 for him. That's struggling, but everyone else picked up the slack. Isaiah Joe, 7 for 7 from three.
There
what?
You go. I mean, he did have SGA, did have a game-high 24. Yep, there you go. Klay Thompson continues to struggle. Klay, he just can't quite find his rhythm.
It's not there. These are tough shots, too. I mean, he's trying. Like, the thing without Steph and Draymond is who else is supposed to shoot? I mean, Moses Moody's played well, but they need Klay to make shots and make some tough ones, too.
Andrew Wiggins pulls up. This would be a theme, Zach.
Yes. I mean, pull up, miss, and then a couple of those for Klay. I mean, it's just...
This is not the type of analysis we come for on NBA.
It's not going great. What do you want me to tell you?
The Zach Lowe sound effect.
There's
the
Isaiah Thunder. Joe. Isaiah Joe couldn't miss.
The Thunder rolls in this one. Dejected Klay Thompson on the bench. Let's take a listen to Steve Kerr after the game.
You know, anytime you're in a rut like this, I mean, we're obviously in it right now, five losses in a row. So when you're in that state, there's only one way out, and that's to dig your way out of it, and you got to fight and compete, and that's what we have to do.
Klay made just one of 10 shots. That 10% field goal percentage is the second worst in his career out of the 668 games in which he took at least 10 shots here. So let's welcome somebody who defined their career with elite shooting, Mr. Tim Legler. Tim, what's your diagnosis for what's been going on with Klay? Why is he struggling?
Well, there's several things. And I think Zach made a great point. First of all, the degree of difficulty on the shots Klay's taking is off the charts. So when you're struggling and on top of it, you're not getting clean looks, it's exacerbated. But there's also something I think mechanically that I'm seeing with Klay. He's just not finishing his shots the way he normally does. When you see him hit the ground and start backpedaling four steps before the ball gets to the rim, that's a guy that's not shooting the ball in. He's wishing it in. Here again, he's almost at half court by the time that basketball gets to the rim on a very difficult shot. Again, here. Look how he's drifting away. When you see Klay Thompson rolling, he's hitting the ground. He's staying in one place. He's staying with his follow through. This isn't what Klay Thompson is doing right now because I think he's pressing so badly between his ears. Look, nobody in this league beats themselves up more when they're not shooting well than Klay Thompson, right? He squeezes that ball so tight because he has so much pride in what he's doing. But when you combine degree of difficulty on shots, maybe some things mechanically not feeling well, and you don't have Steph and Klay on there to take some of the pressure off so you get better looks, add it all up, and you get a night like last night, which might be the worst offensive game Klay Thompson's ever had. Forget the NBA. I don't think Klay Thompson's ever played the way he did last night offensively, probably his entire life.
Yeah, and that look that he had on the bench after the game, as the game was concluding, I said dejected, just absolutely down. You're totally right, Tim. He is the guy that carries this weight on his shoulders when he can't get it going. And Steph, he was carrying such an offensive load. right, for this team. He was playing great before he got hurt. He looks great doing it. But do you think, Perk, I mean, how drastic are things going to need to get for the Golden State Warriors here if Klay can't get it going, if Andrew Wiggins can't get it going?
Well, if Klay can't get it going, that's a problem. I'm looking at what he's averaging right now, 13 points per game. Do we realize that Klay hasn't averaged under 15 since his rookie season? And when I look and when I watched the game last night, I'm looking at the speed and the athleticism of the Oklahoma City Thunder. And I'm watching them guard Klay. And Klay is struggling to get separation to get his shot off. Mm. Now, everything else that's going on within the organization, right? Think about it. Klay and the contract extension and them not being able to agree on terms or whatever the case may be, it's actually time for Golden State to move on from Klay Thompson. I think this marriage has ran its course. And I think Klay need a fresh start with a new organization. Is he a number one on the contender team? No. Is he a number two on the contender team? No. But he is a number three, a third option, and I think he needs a fresh start.
You're shaking your head, Will Bond.
Well, even if we just confine this part of the conversation to him being at Golden State, the two best playmakers on that team were not there. And I know this problem is beyond just last night. But you don't have Steph and you don't have Draymond, and you're not going to have him for a few more games. And Wiggins is not the player we saw in May and June of 22 when he was, you could say, the second best all-around player that Golden State had on a championship run, right?
On that finals MVP ballot.
Exactly. So you've got more problems there. Now you're asking Klay, to Perk's point, to sort of be, I don't know, 2017 Klay? No, that's not going to happen. And you got so many stacked teams in the West. I mean, you see how many weapons OKC has right now? You go to Isaiah Joe to hit 7 out of 7 threes last night. And by the way, didn't Giddey hit all three of his threes last night? You have so many players. When you look at Minnesota, who they just lost to, and you look at OKC and you look at Sacramento, man, the Warriors they don't measure up right now with those guys diminished or absent, Malika,
right,
to those other teams.
But it's just, I mean, we've talked about this. Klay Thompson's going to have a statue outside of Chase Center. It feels a little early to talk about trading him to anybody.
Yeah, and look, I know this is a touchy situation for you, being from the Bay Area.
But it's not even about that, Perk. No, I think it's about the fact that we have heard Bob Myers. We have heard
Bob Myers
players,
is not there no more.
We have heard executives say that. Who are you trading him for?
No, but that's Bobby Mark's job when it comes to ESPN. I don't have a trade machine. But when I'm looking at this situation, it's okay. We never thought that we would see Kevin Garnett not in the Minnesota Timberwolves jersey, but we did. Who thought in 1,000 years that Shaq would move on from L.A. and move on from Kobe Bryant? It happens. So D-Wade left Miami, didn't he? Yeah. We never thought we would see that happen. It happens. And what I'm saying is, we're not talking about Steph Curry here. We're talking about Klay Thompson. And it's okay if they do move on from him. It's okay if Klay move on from Golden State. He still is going to have a statue there.
Of course it's okay. People move on all the time. Two things on Klay. Number one, an eruption is coming. He's going to have a game where he hits 8 threes, 9 threes. It's coming. Number two, we should at least acknowledge he suffered a torn ACL and torn Achilles in back-to-back years. He's not the same player. We shouldn't expect him to be the same player. This whole discussion, though, if we're going to sit here and say trade Klay Thompson, you do got to tell me where and for what. He's a $43 million expiring contract who, Perk, you just said, is not playing well. So what am I giving up and what am I getting back for Klay Thompson? It's much harder to actually do it. Forgetting the sentiment, forgetting the history, forgetting the statue, just mechanically doing it is difficult.
Okay. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I could throw three teams.
Hit me.
The 76ers.
For what?
You look at Tobias Harris. He have an expiring contract. They got some picks that they picked up with James Harden. Hold on. It's not the sexiest thing, okay? I understand that. You look at the New York Knicks, right? You look at R.J. Barrett. Would you consider doing that? Listen, here's the thing.
I'm listening.
Would you consider doing that?
No.
What the Miami Heat may have to offer. We don't know.
Not bad.
The Miami Heat, Jimmy Butler, Bam, and a Klay Thompson. I mean, with an Eric Spoelstra, again, when you watching a guy like Klay Thompson, one of the best shooters to ever touch the damn basketball,
Hall of Famer.
That is in a slump like he's in. It's more to than just shooting a basketball. He's mentally not there, and you can't blame him for the simple fact. Hold on, listen.
I got you.
When it was time for Jordan Poole to get his extension, he got it with Golden State. When it was time for Andrew Wiggins to get his extension, he got it with Golden State. When it was time for them to re-sign Draymond Green, we couldn't get 3 days past the free agency market, and Draymond was penciled in. How do you feel? How do you think Klay Thompson is feeling right now?
I'm not disagreeing with any of that. I'm saying just this. You're sitting here telling me how bad Klay Thompson is playing, right?
You see it. We all are saying.
We all see it.
Okay.
We all see it. So if I'm the Philadelphia 76ers, you're telling me for a guy that you're telling me is playing bad, I got to trade you a guy who's playing good and a draft pick?
Zach.
Or if I'm the New York Knicks, I got to trade you a young guy who's averaging 23 points a game and something else? Why?
Hold on. Let me make this make sense then. Last year, Russell Westbrook situation. Was his career on the line when he was with the Lakers? Right? Did he look troubled? When he got to the Clippers, how did he look?
Reinvigorated.
Okay, in a new system with a new coach in a new beginning. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Body language, the head down, everything means something in the game of basketball. It's more to just making shots.
No question. I'm just saying if I'm these teams, you're trying to sell me on deals that don't make sense for me. Now, there are some deals that make sense, and I'll tell you where it really gets interesting. If you're really desperate, if you're the Warriors, you really get desperate, and you're willing to attach something to Klay Thompson, a pick, a young player, then you get yourself into some interesting conversations. But they are so far from that, and this dude is a legend.
And the league isn't going to be making these sort of deals. I do want to get your thoughts on this, Tim Legler, for at least another month, right, until mid-December. That's when more of the league is going to be available for talks. And I just cannot see a world in which Steph Curry says, yeah, you know what, my splash brother are not playing well enough, fine.
That's a good point.
What do you think, Tim?
No, I think in some cases, Perk's right about the way he looks. I mean, this isn't just a slump. This is an incredibly dramatic drop-off from even last year when Klay Thompson averaged 21 points a game. But here's the thing. You got to remember last year, and I know he did not finish well, particularly at the end. He really struggled in that Lakers series, right, with all the same things we're seeing on the film we just watched and what we're seeing early this year. But he had a three-month stretch during the season where Klay Thompson looked like he did 4 or 5 years ago. I mean, he played at that level just last year. Now, look at him this year. He's clearly, it's all snowballing against him right now, how badly he wants it, and he's forcing the issue too much, and that makes his shooting nights even worse. But here's the thing. He is going to find his rhythm, and this team is so predicated around this style and particularly the way those two players play off of each other. I just think we need to see now a sustained run. Once Steph gets back, Draymond clears the suspension, let's see a sustained run take us up through, you know, Christmas and beyond.
It's the first time
and you'll
I'm
have
worried.
A much better idea. Is Klay Thompson going to be able to get back to that level that makes them a viable threat?
Tim, that's what I'm worried about. The sustained run. It's the first time. Like last year, I thought he was going
to
have it. He did for
a
long time.
He led the league in threes.
But he did. But now we're looking at something. I feel like there's an emotional component that Perk is suggesting. There's more here than just a slump. This is not just a slump. And you've got all these other factors. What is Draymond Green going to be again as a secondary playmaker on that team, sometimes a primary? What's Draymond going to be like the rest of the year? We don't know. Klay's dependent on that. You got to have Steph healthy and out there. You got to have Wiggins engaged at a higher level. So this is not just about Klay. That's the great thing about the Warriors. It's an actual team. We're not talking about big twos and big threes and all these individual parts. And we're also not talking about just the analytics of it. The emotional component when you know you're going to have a statue and you may have to move because they may say, wait a minute, at the end of this, as it comes to, we can't afford to guarantee this kind of money. That's what happened with James Harden. That's why he called Daryl Morey a liar, because at some point Daryl Morey's not going to have that approved by his owner to say we're going to give this much money to a diminished product. I hate to even use that phrase with Klay Thompson given how great he is, But what we're seeing now should be cause for more worry than him being in a slump. This ain't a slump.
The fact of the matter is strength in numbers has been this team's motto the entire time that they have been a dynasty, and they need to be able to rely on those numbers. Right now, that hasn't been the case. I'm still of the belief that Clay in particular is going to shoot his way out of this.
The eruption is coming.
Defensively is another discussion, but if not, 33% of the league can't be traded right now. So we're really not going to see any discussions on any of this for another month or so. Still to come on NBA Today. Let's talk about Russell Westbrook. He's volunteering to come off of the bench for the Clippers. Will his valiant offer keep them from losing seven games in a row? Plus, is Anthony Davis going to bounce back after one of his worst shooting nights of his career? Don't miss Big Perks, big advice for Anthony Davis.
All
I love when Big Perks hypes us up. And can you guess what kind of vehicle is equivalent to Victor Wembanyama's wingspan? I'm guessing minivan. What do you guys think? Don't worry, JJ Redick, he reveals the answer in our latest edition of Sports Science. You're watching NBA Today.
Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
NBA Today is presented by ESPN Bet, the official sports book of ESPN.
And the Clippers lose their sixth consecutive game.
Couldn't really catch a rhythm offensively. We missed a lot of easy shots.
With all four of them together, it's not working.
We can just keep working. Like I said, keep being resilient, and it's going to happen.
The Clippers' offense has collapsed.
This fascination with small ball needs to stop.
Where the hell is Kawhi Leonard? They need to stop.
Right now, it looks like a disaster.
It's going to be a process.
ESPN confirmed that nine-time All-Star Russell Westbrook approached the Clippers coaching staff yesterday about moving to the bench. Terrence Mann, who was named a starter before injuring his ankle late in the preseason, is expected to start in his place tonight against the Rockets. So a little bit of a different situation than with the Lakers, Russ volunteering in this instance to come off the bench. Wilbon, do you think Westbrook being moved out of the starting lineup, is that the answer for the Clippers?
One of the answers. There are multiples, including what Russ said. It's a process. This is going to take a while. You're not going to do this with James Harden coming in, having paid no attention to preseason, none, okay, and have him have a guy with the ball in his hands as much as Harden. Remember, while Harden killed Philadelphia about not letting him do his thing and be his own system, he still had the ball as much as anybody in the league last year except for Luka. So you're going to bring that guy in, and it's going to take six, seven games? No, it's going to take 20, longer than they want to take. But Russ coming off the bench, the Lakers took too long to learn this.
Season and a half.
At least Russ and the Clippers now realize, okay, this is one of the possible solutions. They're going to need to do that among other things.
One of the benefits of this trade being in the works for so long is that the Clippers should have had time to sit down with Russell Westbrook and say, hey, this is a possibility. How does this look to you? It should not be a shock to anybody. One of Russ and Harden was going to have to come off the bench. You just have to separate the two guys who handle the ball, who want the ball. And, you know, is this the right move? We'll see. But it's a move in the right direction. But I will keep going back to what Ty Lue said. We can't walk around on offense. None of this matters who plays when with whom. And if you're going to walk around on offense and go station to station, it ain't going to work.
Right. Yeah. Well, you were calling for James Harden to come off of the bench. Now it's Russell Westbrook.
You know what? In this growth of Russell Westbrook, and going back to your point, Wilbon, about the Lakers, think about it. That was Russell Westbrook making, what, $50 million a year? Right? This is Russell Westbrook making $3 million a year. This is a more humble Russell Westbrook. And by the way, kudos to Russ because he shouldn't have had to walk in that office and do a damn thing. Mm. He's been spectacular. for the Clippers. But now that Russ has set the bar for sacrificing, everybody else have to fall in line. And again, I don't never want to get caught up in who starts. I always want to get caught up in who finishes the game. And I want to get caught up in when Russ comes in, watch how he impacts the game.
Yep.
The pace. Zach just talked about no standing around, no walking around. Like, the Clippers are at their best when they play with pace. Paul George getting easier baskets in transition. Kawhi Leonard getting easier baskets in transition. And at the end of the day, it comes down to this. A selfish James Harden and people always having to sacrifice to his benefit.
Well, the Clippers, they've lost six straight. They're playing the Rockets tonight, which isn't exactly a cakewalk considering how the Rockets have been playing. No. You mentioned how James Harden came into the season. Well, but I want you to take a listen to what James Harden had to say about his approach coming in here and his preparedness.
I keep reiterating that I didn't have a training camp really or preseason, so you know, kind of learning on the fly for a new team, and then also getting myself into James Harden shape and game, you know, shape is very, very important.
What?
He said no training camp. But
was he banned?
Elective?
Was he on suspension for training camp and preseason?
Not that I'm aware of.
No, he held himself out. This is what, this goes to Perk's point. Look, I said this when I said Philadelphia had to get rid of him. You're not winning any things with James Harden anymore? You're not. At his best, he came up short when he was a truly great player. He's not a truly great player anymore. He had no camp and no preseason because he decided not to have it. And yet, do we see him taking any accountability for that just now in that clip?
No, because he doesn't blame himself. He blames Daryl Morey.
Exactly.
That's what he always do. That's what he always do, blame the others. Here's the problem that I have with the Clippers overall. I'm looking at a bunch of veterans, James Harden, Kawhi, PG, Zubac, Russ, and a championship coach in Ty Lue.
Hmm.
And then you watch an Oklahoma City Thunder team last night play a gender-free basketball. And we have to have a conversation about a veteran team and sacrificing. That is a problem. That is a problem. When you're watching these young teams evolve and playing the gender-free basketball, Minnesota is sacrificing right now. The Houston Rockets are sacrificing and playing the gender-free basketball. Like, it's not that damn hard. It's not that damn hard. And I don't really care what James Harden have to say, because majority of the times he don't believe it. And nobody trusts him.
But how much of it is it's not hard? I agree with you. Conceptually, it shouldn't be hard. James, Russ, and Kawhi have spent their entire careers holding the ball and doing whatever they want with the ball. Even James has talked about, like, I forgot how to shoot, catch and shoot threes because I'm not used to it. Is there something more difficult in that sense to sacrificing and changing your style?
But
I'm just asking.
But isn't that on Lawrence Frank?
Like, and figure it out before you bring him in.
Yes, like, that's on Lawrence Frank. Like,
selection.
A desperate move. That's on Lawrence Frank. That's for him to answer.
Fair.
Talking to the Clippers beforehand, though, it seemed like James Harden had said that this isn't like in Houston where maybe he had taken a little bit of a step back. He was feeling like he came into this in shape. You can correct me if I'm wrong, but the conversations were very different than what we just heard.
I mean, all the Sixers who were practicing with him those brief practices, Patrick Beverly on his podcast, he looks in shape. He's killing us in practice.
Exactly. It's just I don't want to be here thing, not a physical ailment.
You know what that sounds like? See, when I look in the mirror and look at myself, I see something totally different than what and then I actually get here and get in studio and look at myself on camera, and then reality hit me. That's James
Harden. I'm just curious what you see when you look at yourself.
I mean, you know, I see a skinny version of Perk, and then the camera hit me, and I'm looking like I need to go on a diet. That's James Harden.
I appreciate that analogy, Perk. Coming up here on NBA Today, Perk, I hope you have an analogy for the Suns' big three, because they still haven't played together this season. We're going to talk about how concerning it is that KD has to be their most reliable guy. NBA Today will be right back.
Seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
That was fun, man. The court was super dope. It felt like a playoff game.
LeBron, little show tie behind the back. D'Angelo!
I'm gonna knock you out. Oh, mama said knock you out.
Good if it goes.
Got it! And I think the cup is bringing that energy out of people.
The cup is fun.
Looking forward to the Tuesdays and Fridays.
Welcome back to NBA Today, presented by ESPN Bet.
LeBron, we are all looking forward to Tuesdays and Fridays now. The in-season tournament has been a rousing success so far. The games have been closer. They felt like they mean a little bit more. The importance of these nights, it's just so clear when you look at the group standings. Kendrick Perkins, let's take a look at Group A here. You can see the Lakers, the Jazz. They're sitting atop their conference right now. The Lakers, they face the Trailblazers tonight. They really could take a strong hold on the lead of Group A. But Anthony Davis coming off a night where he struggled a little bit. I need a pep talk for AD.
Well, here's my advice to Anthony Davis, okay? We know that you struggle, and LeBron came out publicly and said that you don't hear none of the noise because you're not on social media. Well, that's a damn lie, okay? And you have to show us that you care. After Sabonis did to what he did to you last game, this is my advice to AD. The legend, Kevin Garnett, used to always say, "Hey, Perk, you know, when you have a good game, don't run home to see what they say about you in the media and see what they say about you on social media. Do the same thing when you have a bad game, Anthony Davis, and then go out there and do something about it. You know why? Because it shows that you give a damn. Not just to me, not to Malika, not to Zach, not to Wilbon, but to your actual team that you care."
Well, but AD can always tune into NBA Today. We always appreciate that part, though. Perk, thank you. Well, it's not going to be an easy road for the Lakers if they advance from this group. Because take a look. The matchups, they aren't set for the single elimination rounds. But perhaps they could face a team in the West Group C. So, Zach, when you look at this esteemed group, is there a team that sticks out to you?
Perk gave a pep talk to Anthony Davis. I'm going to give myself a pep talk. Cue the tape for the team that stands out to me from September, baby. Cue it.
But I'm going to make a bold prediction anyway. Put up the groups. The Minnesota Timberwolves are winning the inaugural in-season tournament.
Minnesota winning. That's pretty spicy.
I'm calling it now.
You called it.
Look at them dominating Group C, the group of death. Minnesota's going all the way in the in-season tournament. They're just a perfect match between franchise and this new fun thing we're doing. They're going to win this, and we'll see what happens after that. But look, they're playing well. They've arrived. They beat the Nuggets. They beat the Celtics. And Anthony Edwards, the scoring, the dunks, all that. Pay attention to the passing because the game is starting to slow down for him. This kind of pass never happened last year. Anthony Edwards slipped past to Rudy Gobert. They barely connected at all. They worked all offseason, all training camp on stuff like this. Rudy Gobert looks like himself again. And here comes Ant again. Watch the skip to the corner with Steph still leaning towards the paint. So Jaden McDaniels has kind of a runway there. That's a lot of space. See Steph kind of leaning there.
Yep.
And here he goes. Jaden McDaniels finishes the job. From there, he's playing great too. Anthony Edwards, 22 years old. Passing is starting. It's not great yet, but it's getting better and better and better. In-season tournament champs, baby.
In-season tournament champs. You called it. I got to give you a...
Well, look, they're probably going to lose tonight or whenever they play their next ISTG.
No, we're not going to give them that juju. The Wolves, they could make a run here, but just a trip to the NBA Finals. It appears all roads lead through Denver, just like a trip to the NBA Finals would lead to that. You can take a look. Bye, Group B. Didn't pull it up fast enough. Sorry, Director Kathy. The Nuggets, they put their undefeated tournament record on the test on the road tonight against Zion Williamson and the Pelicans. Tim, I am curious for you. Do you think New Orleans has a chance of slowing down Denver here?
Yeah, look, they do because they've got enough talent to do it. But it comes down to this, right? We all know in the Western Conference right now, it's Denver and then everybody else. So is Denver is serious enough about this? And you're talking about a team – that just won a championship. They've got their sights on winning several more as long as Nikola Jokic is in his prime. So is this going to have the relevance to treat it like a playoff game? And if it does, the Denver Nuggets are the best team in the Western Conference. So that, for me, is what it comes down to, a mentality. And that is something that's internal. That is something I think that probably is not going to mean as much to them as a team like Minnesota, you know, making a run and trying to win this whole thing because they're trying to make that progression. Denver doesn't have a progression to make. They're an NBA champion. So I just want to see how much it matters, because if it does, the Denver Nuggets play the cleanest basketball. And if that's the case, they'll go undefeated in their pool.
A team we had been talking about potentially taking the next step and being someone who could challenge Denver is the Phoenix Suns. But the Suns, they take on a team they are looking at, they're looking up at in the group standings. And take a look at this. Breaking news here. Bradley Beal will miss at least the next 3 weeks, and then he will be reevaluated as he continues to rehab a low back strain. This timeline was determined following further evaluation and consultation on his injuries. Mr. Wilbon, I don't want to say I'm getting Brooklyn Nets vibes quite yet, but how concerned are you about this big three?
Well, it won't be dysfunctional like the Brooklyn Nets. It won't be loud and public and dysfunctional. That's not who those three guys are. But this was part of the concern about Bradley Beal coming from Washington. You know, Brad played in 82 games back-to-back seasons not very long ago. But these last, what, four or five seasons, missing more and more games. I think there was a 40-game season, a 50-game season, a 60. Not enough. They were concerned about that coming into this, if you're going to have the big three out there. Then you've had Booker injured. Durant's the only one of the three that has played in all the games, I think 11 of them, all of them. He played with Beal twice and Booker, I think, three times. So they haven't been out there. And once again, I'm going to go back to a familiar theme. The West is too good for this.
Yeah.
You're not going to get people back in March and climb over people from the sixth seed or the play-in. They're too many good teams. So the Suns, wow, this is amazing. They have not put those three guys out there yet. Not one game. And Booker's still dealing with a calf strain. So that part of it does look Brooklyn-ish, Malika. You know, you look at it and you think, okay, this team has too collective a high IQ. Basketball IQ, they're too unselfish, they're too talented. This all has to work together. I'm looking at, okay, can you get it together at Christmas time or a little after and then sustain it? And there's not anything right now that suggests they can.
How many games do they need to play together, Zach, for you to feel good heading into the playoffs?
Well, remember, the last year they got eight, right? They got eight last year with Durant, CP, and Booker, and all they said was, oh, that wasn't enough. We barely got to know each other. Give me 25 or 30 in the season so you can get a rhythm going into the playoffs. You know who you are. And look, as long as they have Book and KD, they're going to win enough games to be fine in the West. But that unless or as long as, like, your margin for error, it gets a little smaller now. And by the way, Kevin Durant,
I'm worried.
Third in the league in minutes per game.
That's like way
behind
Kevin Durant.
Behind Tyrese Maxey and
Shaedon Sharpe. He's having Shaedon a great time in Portland.
And that's what I'm worried about. And look, my early pick for MVP, I had KD because I watched him in preseason. I say, you know what? He looks healthy. But the load that he's been having to carry for this Phoenix Suns team, you talk about sustaining that.
Can't do
like,
that. Can't do it.
Can KD continue to do it, especially with his history?
Legs, is Bradley Beal like is he in your mind a plug-and-play player? Can you just toss him into the offense and they know how to run it with him? Or is this something that you need to see a little bit of a sample size here?
You do need a sample size, but yes, he's pretty close to plug-and-play because of his ability to catch and shoot the basketball. You know, that's the key. All three of these guys are able to catch it and shoot it without having to put it back down on the floor at a really high level. So that makes it more likely that they fit. And I wasn't concerned at all until I saw this state, but you start talking about day-to-day turns into several weeks. Okay, now you're starting to wonder about Bradley Beal and when will his availability come. But look, assuming at some point Bradley Beal's going to see the court, I agree with Zach, give me 20 games of it. I don't want to make a decision the first week that they're going to be asked to do that because that's the nature of this business. Give me 20 games together. And let's see, because I do like the additions to supplement this roster. We wondered about that in the summer. I like some of the pieces that they've added, but those three guys have to have chemistry on the court. You can't see that in a very small sample size. So I don't know that we're going to know about the Phoenix Suns until, like, the All-Star game. That's when we're probably going to get a pretty good idea of how they stack up with the Denver Nuggets, because that's really what this is all about.
And real quick, a little pushback to Zach and Legs on the give me 20 games. In the loaded West, do you have 20 games? And that's the thing. Like, where they at right now, and I know they right there, but I'm just thinking about these young teams that are out there hooping, that have it on their mind, and the Denver Nuggets that are not going anywhere. Do you have 20 games to get it together and get it rolling?
And your antenna goes up a little bit where it was only a couple of days ago that he was listed as probable for the big three to play. And so to go from probable to then out for 3 weeks, it kind of makes you wonder, okay, what happened in that time?
And just remember, so evaluation after 3 weeks.
Right.
Not that he's going to be back in the lineup. And again, you got to look at – we talk about this with Porzingis. You got to look at these last few seasons in Washington with Bradley Beal and the number of games played or missed.
And for now, 3 more weeks until Bradley Beal is reevaluated to see when he can join this big three. Tim Legler, thank you so much for spending a little bit of time with us here on NBA Today. Michael Wilbon, coming up next. It is our favorite segment here on NBA Today. When players step up to the mic, that's when we're paying attention. We're going to play a little Who Said That. You're never going to believe who said they can solve the Clippers' issues. Come play along with us next.
Is the Clipper down?
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season.
Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
To NBA Today, presented by ESPN Bet.
It's Friday, so let's have some fun. It's our hit new game, Who Said That? So we're going to take a look at some quotes that got our attention, and we ask our esteemed contestants, who said that? All right, sound good to everybody? Here are the current standings. Michael Wilbon, you're not on these standings because you've never played before. Zach is 4 for 4.
What's up? I'm not bad.
You're not bad. That is a passing grade that I see there. We're just not going to talk about Richard's 40% at the bottom.
Look at that.
Zach Lowe, since you are the leader in the clubhouse, you get to go first. Are you ready, sir?
Okay, Vanna, let's go.
All right. He who said this? He be looking me off. He knows I shoot the highest percentage from three on the team, but he's a hater. He doesn't want me to be great. Was it Jimmy Butler? Was it Kyle Kuzma? Oh. Was it Grant Williams? 5, 4.
Grant Williams.
Was it Grant Williams?
Yeah. It was Jimmy.
No, that was too obvious.
It was Jimmy Butler.
Hey, love you looking me off. He know I shoot the highest percentage from three on the team, man. And he a hater. He don't want me to be great, man.
No one's looking Jimmy Butler off. Zach, he's shooting 48.
Sorry, Zach.
I know that, but no one's looking him off. People are looking Grant Williams off, but not Jimmy Butler.
Your undefeated record is no more.
I'll file a protest with the league
off. Well, we know how those tend to go. Ask Mark Cuban. All right, next, Kendrick Perkins. Who said the quote? Quote, getting 30 points on 35 shots doesn't make you a great scorer. Was it Chet Holmgren? Was it Tobias Harris? Or was it Gordon Hayward?
That's easy. We talk about a big fella with swag. Yes, he's skinny, but he's powerful with words. I'm going with Chet Holmgren.
Was it Chet Holmgren for 200, please? Ding, 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 ding. Oh, Perks gaining ground
this.
On you in the standings.
35 shots. Yeah. It doesn't make you a great scorer, you know.
Has Perk been in the audio library?
Look, you know why he's talking like that? Because he's efficient as hell. Around the basket, at the three-point line, mid-range. Preach that. Preach.
Now you got a sense of the game, Mr. Wilbon. It is your turn. Who said this?
Worried.
Quote, there's higher stakes in this game with the in-season tournament. I've never played in a playoff game, so I take this very seriously because this is my first time really competing for a championship. Was it Tyrese Halliburton? Ooh. Was it Paolo Banchero? Or was it Zion Williamson?
I'm going to eliminate Zion. So it's got to be Tyrese or Paolo. I want to say Tyrese Halliburton.
Tyrese Halliburton. Was it Tyrese Halliburton? Did Mr. Wilbon get it right his first time? Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Excellent work, Mr. Wilbon.
First time really competing for a championship, having a chance to in something.
Ding, ding, ding.
All right, we'll take that.
And the Indiana Pacers, you know, we'll see.
They're one of those teams.
They're one of those teams. Zion hasn't played in a playoff game, I did learn.
And 24 and 12 right now he's averaging?
There you go.
Yeah, 33, all right. 15 and no
Zach
turnovers.
Lowe.
Watch out. Somebody's
going
to come
off. We are
off
going to
team.
Give you a chance to redeem yourself and you
no,
may
I don't
phone
want to,
a friend.
I don't want this. Nobody asked for this.
You said this when asked about how to fix the Clippers. To be honest, that's their problem. How they're going to figure it out. Maybe I know how to help, but that's not my job. Was it Richard Jefferson? Was it Nikola Jokic? Or was it Luka Doncic?
RJ's not offering to help anybody. That's Joker.
It's Joker. Did Zach Lowe redeem himself? Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. He
did.
Said it with certainty, too.
Well, yeah, he did.
That's their problem. How they're going to figure it out. So I don't know how to help. Maybe I know how to help, but it's not my job.
That's not his job.
Not his job. That's his job.
That's his job right there. Running
does
people
that well.
Over. Put your small ball wings on me. Here's what happens.
Incredibly well. Well, if Nikola Jokic isn't offering up how to fix the Clippers, maybe we have some ideas here on NBA Today. Thanks for playing along with us. Coming up next, the Clippers are still seeking their first win with James Harden. Does the longest losing streak stop tonight against the Red Hot Rockets? I'm having a harder time stopping talking in my game show voice here.
We'll be right back.
Welcome in as the Blazers get set to take on the visiting Cleveland Cavaliers. 14-13-4, LeBron. LeBron turned the corner. Inside! He made Jusuf Nurkić a screen saver!
I was more excited to look over and see my teammates, how excited they were.
And he hammered home a dunk. Oh, my goodness.
I mean, that dunk from LeBron James, it never gets old. Tonight, Blazers, Lakers, could be a good one, particularly because the Lakers could really take a strong hold on their group in the in-season tournament. But that's not the game that I would like to pick. It is time for Setting the Pick, brought to you by ESPN Bet, the official sportsbook of ESPN. The Clippers, the Rockets, the tonight's matchup on two very different, they enter it on two very different streaks, right? You can look at the Rockets winning six in a row, the Clippers losing six in a row. So, Perk, Clippers, Rockets, who you got?
Russell Westbrook sacrificing. The team is going to come out with great energy at home. Rockets play better at home. They're on the road. I got the Clippers winning the game tonight. But it's going to be a good game.
Mr. Wilbon?
Ditto. But Clippers convincingly. The Rockets have been terrific, but they are a young team, and they're going to face a veteran team tonight that has some urgency about it.
Let me give you some analysis. Space Rockets are more explosive than Clipper ships. And for that reason, I'm going Rockets.
Wow.
Clippers misery continues.
Wow.
Rockets are playing well. Clippers are still adjusting. Rockets.
Ooh. That was the perfect analogy. All right.
Rockets.
That is all of our picks, but we want to know, who are you picking in this one? Get the ESPN Bet app and get started. New customers get $200 in bonus bets once they've placed their first sportsbook bet with ESPN Bet. Now to some breaking news in the NFL. Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow is out for the remainder of the season due to a torn wrist ligament that's likely going to require surgery, according to coach Zach Taylor. Now, Burrow left the Bengals game in the second quarter of a 34-20 loss to the Baltimore Ravens on Thursday night. More on this story coming up on NFL Live at the top of the hour.
By ESPN Bet, the official sportsbook of ESPN, and in part by Disney's Dashing Through the Snow, now streaming only on Disney Plus.
The Warriors lost to the Thunder by 19 last night, but take a look at this. When they play OKC tomorrow, Steph Curry is listed as questionable, according to our reporter Kendra Andrews. Part of his status will be determined on how he comes out of today's practice as he continues to deal with that knee issue. So we started this show, Perk, by talking about Klay's 1-for-10 night. And you said that it may be time to look elsewhere for the production for Golden State. But hearing that Steph's coming back, even though Draymond still has four more games of his suspension left, how are you feeling? Are you more encouraged, less encouraged?
I mean, they were struggling with Steph. They were struggling with Steph. It didn't just start, right? They were struggling with Steph. So, again, it comes down to Andrew Wiggins. This is a guy that is in the middle of his prime. Do I want to continue the conversation with Klay Thompson, and we can, about them ending, you know, and moving on from him? But Andrew Wiggins is something there. It's like he's already, like, fulfilled, meaning I got my championship. I got my money. What's next? Like, he, it's something. It needs to be a fire lit under him, and I don't know who's going to do it.
Steph has just talked so much about riding out with the guys he came in on and came in with. And as long as Steph is there, I get what you're saying in terms of production. I just don't see it. I just don't.
Well, look, as a neutral fan, I want to see these guys go off to the sunset together, but I'd like to see it happen in high-stakes playoff games. And to Perk's point, Steph could be healthy and Draymond could be back. If Wiggins and Klay are playing like this, it's not going to matter. It's not going to be enough to compete with the best teams in the West. Given time, I think we'll see better versions of both of those players. We almost can't see worse. And so let's see what that Warriors team looks like. But they can have the full band together if these guys don't put up numbers
Wiggins,
that are better
look at those
than
two,
that.
Look at those two numbers. 10.5 points and 14%. Look, those two, all four of the Warriors we're talking about, they have to be in today's Western Conference playing at a 7.5 or 8 level. Or they're going to be also Rans. They're going to be a team that we're not even talking about when we get to March. They will have just sort of receded. Do I believe that will be the case for Steph Curry? No, Steph's going to get to that level. But can all four of them get there, Malika? That's the question for me.
I want to know, why didn't Klay in the front office and the ownership group come to a contract agreement? Like, I want to know what was said, because, like, even Tim Legge pointed out, it's more, and you talked about this too, Wilbon, it's more than just him being in a shooting slump. Like, we've seen Klay struggle 5 games.
Yeah.
But this is borderline coming up to 15 games, and we're watching him struggle. Like, these numbers, 13, he scored average 12 when he was a rookie.
Somebody else.
This is
Klay Thompson.
This is not Klay. And, like, we don't know what's going on through his head right now. Like, do he feel disrespected that he hasn't got a contract extension? Like, this is a guy that you said should have a statue, is going to have a statue, that didn't deliver 4 championships. What's really going on?
Where does Chris Paul fit in this entire conversation?
I mean, he's now in a completely different role than they brought him in to play, and they need more out of him, and he doesn't have a dive man that can help him on the pick and roll. He looks a little, not lost, but he's just not in the right ecosystem without all these other guys around.
He looks old.
But on Klay, you know, Draymond got 4 years, $100 million, right?
Yeah.
We'll never know the conversations that happened between Klay and the Warriors. I always thought logically the Warriors would say, hey, we gave this guy this. Would you take this? I have no idea if that happened. But look, this is what the Warriors were worried about. With that second apron and all that, like, the way Klay is playing is why there's no extension.
Golden State faces Oklahoma City tomorrow. Steph Curry is questionable for that one. But, gentlemen, before we bounce, the most important news of the day for our NBA Today family. Chinea Achebe.
Look at them tomorrow.
Hey. Chinea, we are so very happy for you.
We are
hopping on a plane as soon as we are done with our television duties to come and celebrate you.
Hey. No.
We love you so very much. Congratulations, Chinea. That's going to do it for us here on NBA Today, and we will see you on